Hi, everybody. Welcome to our show. This is English Digest, and I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
We're talking about our News Digest in today's program. Hey, English Digest, News Digest. We're using that word digest quite a few times here. And the item we're discussing today is an historic cross-strait meeting which occurred in Nanjing not too long ago.
That's right. We're calling it historic because it was very important. It's going to have, hopefully, a lasting effect on the relationship between China and Taiwan going forth. Also, they had not met since way back in 1949. So this is a big deal for Taiwan and China diplomats to get together and actually recognize that they're meeting as separate entities.
Yeah, I was kind of confused by this news. I thought they'd already had such a meeting like this, like the Guwang Huitan, which happened maybe 10, 20 years ago. I guess it's not the same thing, and it's not such a direct meeting between representatives of either side or both of the political entities that exist on either side of the Taiwan Strait. So that's our featured item for today. Let's talk about our historic cross-strait meeting, which occurred in Nanjing. Let's read the entire contents of our lesson right now. Historic cross-strait meeting occurs in Nanjing. Officials from Taiwan and China met in February 2014 to hold their first high-level talks since the end of the Chinese Civil War in 1949. The meeting between the Mainland Affairs Council, MAC, of Taiwan and the Taiwan Affairs Office, TAO, of China took place in Nanjing, China. After years of complicated diplomatic differences, observers were keenly interested in how the leaders from both sides would address each other. During the introductions, the highest administrative officials from both sides addressed each other by their official titles, which was considered significant diplomatic progress. During the meeting, a range of topics were on the table, including establishing mutual ARATS, Association for Relations Across the Taiwan Straits, and SEF, Straits Exchange Foundation offices, humanitarian visits for detained nationals, and health care coverage for Taiwanese students in China. However, the two sides didn't cover every possible topic in February, leaving the door open for future discussions. For example, after hearing MAC's statement that it aimed to develop economic ties with China and the rest of the world in parallel, the Chinese delegation didn't have a positive response. Furthermore, the issue of a potential meeting between President Ma Ying-jeou and Chinese President Xi Jinping at the APEC summit in Beijing later this year was not discussed. After the meeting, a Xinhua report indicated that the talks had resulted in a consensus on several issues, namely a commitment to strengthening cross-strait exchanges. In the end, both sides appeared satisfied with the overall results. The Chinese delegate accepted the Taiwanese delegate's invitation for a follow-up meeting. He expressed his desire to visit Taiwan in the near future, remarking that Chinese and Taiwanese nationals are from the same family. All in all, the meeting was another step toward establishing more stable relations across the strait.
Okay, everybody, let's get started talking about this very important meeting that occurred or happened, or you could say took place, in Nanjing in China between Taiwan officials and Chinese officials. This was the first time they had actually met together and used their diplomatic titles with each other. So it was kind of a big deal. I remember when I saw this in the newspaper back in February, I thought, ooh, this is a big deal. That's why we're calling it historic. So we're going to be talking about officials from these two countries meeting. An official is just someone who has the authority in an official public body. Usually it's a government official that you're talking about, and here we are as well. They were government officials.
Indeed, they're officials from Taiwan and China. They met back in February of this year, just a few months ago, and they were holding high-level talks. High-level means, hey, between people who are very high in the government, these aren't just typical clerks or typists going over there for some tea or something. No, this is a meeting between big hot shots there, head honchos, you know, And they haven't had such a meeting since the end of the Chinese Civil War in 1949. So do your arithmetic there. That's a long time since people have met from either side of the strait in such high positions.
Of course, the Chinese Civil War refers to when the nationalists, the forces who were loyal to the government, were fighting against the communist Chinese who wanted to take control of China. And ultimately, the Chinese Communist Party won, and they have been in power since then in China. So it's been a long time since these two sides officially met. And, of course, they were very high-level talks. Important people were there. The meeting was between the Mainland Affairs Council, which you can either say MAC or MAC. If there's a way to pronounce it, if an acronym has a vowel in it, most foreigners will try to find a way to actually say the word out loud.
Like or, app.
Yeah, like app. I was just going to say app. It drives me crazy. Everyone says APP here. But we say app. If there's a faster way to say it, we do that. I know sometimes people who are learning English as a second language are afraid to try to pronounce something, but give it a shot. The Mainland Affairs Council can be pronounced MAC. That's from Taiwan. And then they've got the Taiwan Affairs Office, TAO, or maybe TAO, you could say. These meetings took place or happened in Nanjing, China.
Which is a great place to hold a meeting. If something happens, we say it takes place.
Yeah.
So the meeting took place, or it happened, or it occurred in Nanjing there. After years of complicated diplomatic differences, observers were keenly interested in how the leaders from both sides would address each other. Okay, that's the important point there, how they addressed each other. I'll get to that in just a second, but we're talking about years of complicated diplomatic differences. If something's complicated, there are lots of things involved with it, lots of parts, lots of elements, and sometimes it means it's difficult to understand the workings of a computer is complicated, or are complicated, I should say, because there are all sorts of different parts in there, and the hard drive, and processor, and components, and transistors, and all that stuff. Oh, it's so complicated.
We're talking about diplomatic differences being complicated. Diplomatic is an adjective describing the noun diplomacy. Diplomacy is the skill of managing international relations between two countries. And it says here that there were observers, people who are watching these two different countries get together. They were keenly interested in how the leaders would address each other. Keenly interested just means extremely interested. They were keeping a watchful eye. And if you address someone, it simply means what title you use when you talk to them. You might address your teacher as teacher or professor. You might address your parents very respectfully. You might address the president of a country with the title president. In our media, there's a media rule, because I studied communications in college, that if someone is the president of the United States, if you write an article about them, you should use their title as a way to show respect. Even if you don't agree with them, we use titles sometimes to show respect.
I was going to say this is a good time to discuss this in classes when I'm teaching English. A lot of times the students will say, oh, teacher Tom. Because that's from Chinese. You always say, sama sama, lao shi, like Li lao shi, Wang lao shi, something like that. But we always use the title like Mr. or Ms., Miss, Mrs., etc. So my title would be Mr. and then my last name. And yours would be Mrs. or Miss or Ms. Ms. is the term if you don't want to, you know, show your marital status there with the ladies. But
I don't think many people use Miss anymore. It's all just Ms., even if you're married sometimes. If I tell my students I want them to call me by my first name, that gives them permission just to call me Stephanie, or they could say Ms. Buckley.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Uh-huh. It kind of depends on the person.
Yeah.
So that's how you address your other person or your superior or whatever. So, yeah, they're all wondering, how are they going to address each other? Are they going to say, you know, oh, you're from Chinese Taipei, or no, you're actually from Taiwan? They wanted to know if they were going to address each other that way. And during the introductions, the highest administrative officials from both sides addressed each other by their official titles. Wow, that's significant. That was the first time that had happened. We're talking about these administrative officials. Administrative is an adjective having to do with running a business or running a government.
Yeah, so administrative refers to administering something or being part of an administration. Like Tom said, you either manage or operate a business or a company. Administrative. If you work at a company and you're an administrative assistant, you're usually someone who is arranging your boss's affairs. You make appointments for them. You might set up a conference room for them, type up some documents. Here, these people are in diplomatic relations, so they are there officially from their governments. So they used each other's official titles, which is a big deal. And that was considered significant diplomatic progress. Significant means very important, something to notice, something that people really thought, ooh, this changes everything.
It does indeed. And we'll continue talking about this in the next couple of paragraphs after we take a break and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jenny. 今天我们看的是第十二单元。我们要看新闻。今天的新闻摘要内容要谈的是海峡两岸所展开的历史性会谈。我们谈海峡两岸，这里有一个复合形容词 cross strait， 就字面来说，它就是跨海峡，那指的当然就是海峡两边提出来的历史性会谈。地点在南京。那我们先看在文章里面呢，第一段里就提到了两个官方组织的名称。我们应该要留意中文里头大家都会陆委会这个名称，但是它的英文相对的翻译呢是 Mainland Affairs Council。 如果我们用它的 acronym， 也就是字首合起来，这个字就变成 MAC，当然这是一个简称缩称，可是我们要了解英文的翻译究竟怎么翻的。那另外一个就是大陆方面的国台办，这个大陆方面的国台办它的英文翻译呢是 Taiwan Affairs Office， 那如果你用它的 acronym 也就是字首合起来 TAO， 那就是 TAO。 那我们看看这两个官方组织之外，其实在第二段里面它还有提到我们常常在中文讲的海协会、海基会。好，在第二段里，海协会的说法呢，这里有一个 Association for Relations Across the Taiwan Straits ARATS， 这也是用它的字首所组合出来的一个简称。那再来所谓的海基会呢，它的简称 SEF， 它用的其实就是 Straits Exchange Foundation 这三个字的字首所合成的。好，了解之后我们再回头来看，除了这些组织名称之外，当然我们这一篇文章里有几个重要的字汇。首先我们回到第一段来看一下，第一段说到这次的历史性会议啊，其实大家都很小心，而且呢观察家们比较注意的就是两边的高层、两边的领袖会怎么称呼彼此。这个称呼啊，英文是 address，有一个解释，当然就是像这边的用法表示称呼，可是啊大家比较熟悉的应该是它当名词 address 代表地址，没有错，它可以讲成是地址，可以翻译成是演说，可是不要忘了哦，它有动词的用法代表称呼或者是对谁讲话。另外再往下面呢一样的，他提到这个高层啊，两边最高的行政官员他是用彼此的官衔互称，这个 addressed each other 又出现了一次，然后他呢用什么来叫对方， by their official titles， 这个 by 这些词注意一下。
We're going to take a short break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Let's continue with our lesson. Here's the next paragraph. During the meeting, a range of topics were on the table. If something is on the table, that means that's what they're going to discuss. That's what they have to deal with. And these topics on the table included establishing mutual arats, offices, and SEF offices. And arats here, I hope I said that right. Some people may say A-R-A-T-S. This is the Association for Relations Across the Taiwan Straits. And then SEF or SEF is the Straits Exchange Foundation. So these are the corresponding offices or departments on both sides of the Taiwan Straits. And they're going to set up offices in each other's political entities.
I wanted to mention if something's on the table, it means there are no limits on these discussions. They've agreed to talk about them. You could also say they had a range of topics up for discussion. We also use that phrase. So they're going to talk about including, well, this is one of the topics that were included, establishing or setting up these mutual offices. Mutual means shared by two or more people or groups. I could say here, my friends and I have a mutual interest in baseball. We both enjoy it. You probably have mutual interests with a lot of your friends.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. So these are some of the offices there. We won't get into what those words mean so much here, but basically they're just the two departments of the governments on either side of the strait here. Also, they were discussing humanitarian visits for detained nationals. If something is humanitarian, it has to do with human welfare. Make sure everybody's okay. They're being treated nicely. They're not being tortured. They're not being starved to death, stuff like that. And we have these detained nationals. A national basically is just a citizen from a particular country. We are both American nationals here. People who work in the office here, some of them are Canadian nationals. There's a British national working here. And if you're detained, that means that you've been put in jail. You are being kept as a prisoner.
Or it could mean someone's just holding you somewhere. It doesn't have to mean you're in prison or the police are holding you. But they're being prevented from leaving a place. Sometimes if someone suspects you of doing something, or maybe you have a document like a passport that looks fake or illegal, you might be detained in the airport until they can check it out. But Tom's right, a lot of times we use that verb to talk about when police will arrest someone and put them in prison for a while they're awaiting trial. They're detained. They can't just leave. They're not free. So they want to make sure that people from Taiwan who are in China and somehow are detained there are treated well. They're fed. They're not tortured or persecuted. So that's important. They also want to make sure that there's health care coverage for Taiwanese students who are in China studying. So that's an important thing. If you have coverage, it means something is covering you, you're protected. They want to make sure that kids from Taiwan who want to study at Chinese universities have access to health care, which is important.
I guess people from the mainland have access to health care here in Taiwan, so it should be even, right? Should be fair. And also, they were talking about the health coverage and stuff like that. But in addition, some of the topics were not discussed. The two sides didn't cover every possible topic in February. There probably just wasn't enough time. So this left the door open for future discussions. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, hey, we didn't finish our discussions. We didn't cover everything. But, hey, let's get together again in the future and keep on talking. We had a good time, and we're going to have an even better time next time.
If you leave the door open for something, it means you are still giving someone the possibility of addressing or talking about a particular problem. You're not saying no. You're not shutting the door on this. You're leaving the door open means, you know, there's still a possibility to discuss those things. But at that particular meeting, obviously, they couldn't discuss everything. They'd be there for a while. And also, some things haven't been resolved or figured out, so they're going to wait for future discussions. For example, here's one of those discussions. After hearing Max's statement that it aimed, its goal was to develop economic ties with China and the rest of the world in parallel, uh-oh, the Chinese delegation or group didn't have a positive response. China still wants Taiwan to consider it to be part of China, so they don't want China and Taiwan to have separate diplomatic discussions with other countries. So that's still a problem, so they decided to table that discussion. You could also use table, there is a verb, to put it to the side for the future. They didn't want to discuss it right then because there was some disagreement. When you do something in parallel, it just means you're doing something that's often happening at the same time. So they didn't want Taiwan and China to be talking to, say, a country in South America about economic ties at the same time.
Yeah, at least they didn't say, no,
yeah,
pushing. They said, well, let's just talk about that later. And so the Chinese delegation did not have a positive response. It doesn't say they had a negative response either, but I guess they agreed to disagree, at least for now.
Uh-huh.
Delegation is just the group of people, the representatives, the delegates, who have come to some sort of meeting to discuss something. So, mm-hmm. Yes, the Chinese representatives, we could say, they did not have a positive response. Positive is the opposite of negative. Positive means good, favorable, and response is your answer to something. They may have had a negative response, or maybe they just didn't say anything.
Furthermore, the issue of a potential meeting between President Ma Ying-jeou and Chinese President Xi Jinping at an APEC summit in Beijing later this year was not discussed.
Oh, no.
You guys may not know, but the President of Taiwan, Ma Ying-jeou, and China's President Xi Jinping have yet to officially meet.
Yeah, when they do, boy, is that going to be a media circus.
My God,
there'll be so many photographers there taking pictures, but potential here just means it is highly possible. It might happen. It might develop. So, yes, they did not discuss a possible or potential meeting between the leaders of either side of the Taiwan Strait at a summit in Beijing. A summit, usually that's the highest point of a mountain, but also it's a meeting of very strong leaders, the top leaders, a summit.
Uh-huh.
We often have different summits around the world with leaders of all the countries of the world getting mm-hmm. together to discuss things. It wasn't discussed then, and after the meeting, a Xinhua report, Xinhua is the news agency over there in China, it indicated that the talks had resulted in a consensus on several issues. Indicate just means it has shown or reported, pointed out, it has let everybody know this, and a consensus is basically the same thing as saying an agreement.
A general agreement. When you talk about an issue, you might ask people to share their opinions, and you know, if everybody generally agrees, that's a consensus. What do they have a consensus on? Well, namely, or specifically, we're going to tell you what that consensus was on. A commitment to strengthening cross-strait exchanges. If you strengthen something, you make it stronger, of course. And a commitment is a promise to do something. So they are going to work on their relationship, Taiwan and China. In the end, both sides appeared satisfied with the overall results. They weren't perfectly satisfied on every single issue, but generally they seemed like they were happy with the results.
And the Chinese delegate, that's the person representing the Chinese delegation,
uh-huh.
This person accepted the Taiwanese delegate's invitation for a follow-up meeting. So the Taiwanese representative said, hey, let's talk about this in the future again. And the person from China said, okay, deal, let's do it.
Yeah, so that was a good sign. The Chinese delegate, the person who is responsible for representing China, he actually expressed his desire to visit Taiwan in the near future. He remarked that Chinese and Taiwanese nationals are from the same family. If you make a remark or you remark, just means that's your comment. So all in all, generally speaking, if you look at everything together, that's what all in all means. The meeting was another step toward establishing more stable relations across the strait. We don't want to see China and Taiwan fighting.
No.
Can get a little scary. China's quite big.
And the stock market will fall if that
happens.
Yeah,
we don't want that. If something's stable, it's not likely to change in the near future. You can also talk about hospital patients being stable or in stable condition, which means they're not getting worse.
And hopefully things are getting better with those relationships or relations across the Taiwan Strait. We wish them better success in the future. And that's the end of our lesson for today. Right now, we're going to listen once again to our Chinese teacher.
接下来呢，下一段里面我们要看第一句话里面的片语 on the table。我们知道 on the table 当然很简单，摆在桌面上，意思就是公开的讨论。可是相对的，它有一个另外一个片语是 under the table。当你处理事情 under the table， 那就是台面底下大家看不到的，私底下去做的事。再来，我们继续往下读。下面呢，当然他谈到会议的结果，其实还有很多事情可能以后再说。那举例来讲，有一部分的议题，他说到，哎，陆委会啊，他本来是希望说能够跟中国世界各地平行发展经贸联系的声明，但是这个中国他的代表团没有正面的回应。那提到这个之外呢，他又提到另外一个组织，我们看到这边有一个 APEC， 我们中文是翻成亚太经合会。亚太经合会这边有个高峰会议，就是 Summit。 然后我们再来往下读，下面继续提到说新华社的报道，新华社呢，他讲呢，这个会谈大概已经就几个议题达成了共识。好，我们看到这个片语 resulted in a consensus， result in 意思就是有什么结果。另外一个片语就是 lead to， 如果你用 lead to 一样，可以在后面就加名词，表示导致什么结果，有什么结果。再来，下面呢，我们还要留意一个字，也就是他谈到两岸的共识呢，也就是要共同致力于加强海峡两岸的交流。这个字啊 ，commitment， 就是表示一种承诺，一种努力。那后面要加的是介系词 to， 对什么事情有致力于它，要加的是名词。因此看到 strengthening 本来是动词哦，但是你要加 ing 变成动名词的形式。最后这一段我们要提两个片语，一开头的 in the end， in the end 当然就是表示 at last， 也就是最后。但是如果你看到了at the end， 那就要留意了，那表示是在什么末端。 at the end of something， 它会接 of 再加名词，但是 in the end 是一个独立的片语，等于 finally at last。 再来另外一个片语，也就是倒数最后一句话 all in all， all in all 我们常常就在文章的尾巴会用到。那什么叫 all in all？ 其实就是从各方面去考虑，其实就是要下结论了。常常用的还有别的片语，比如说 on the whole， 比如说 in general， 这都有一种总体而言、整体来说这样的含义。
Thanks for joining us, everyone. Come back soon for English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.